Elephant stables. That was the shelter for the royal elephants. This long structure is made of a series of chambers with domical roofs. Each chamber is big enough to accommodate two elephants. The central hall with an elaborated tower probably was used by the ceremonial band troupe. Pattabhirama Temple. This is a sprawling temple campus dedicated to Lord Rama. The pillared halls are of special note. Tall mythical bits carved in the shape of a series of pillars. Achyutraya's Temple. Matanga Hill. Anjaneya Hill and Temple. And many more to see. Where to stay in Hampi? Hampi on Karnataka map. Visitors stay at Hampi for many days. This is the norm considering the time it requires to explore the sites. There are three or four clusters of accommodation locations. Hospet Town is the place where one can get accommodation. This is rated as luxurious in Hampi scale. Kamalapura, a village center close to Hampi, is the second option, where Varsha Lodge opposite the police station is also very good. This is the place where the state-run hotel with fair level of staying comfort is located. Hampi Village, the epic center of backpacker tourism, is the budget type accommodation scene. In fact, every other house here is a guest house. They rent out rooms within or attached to their homes. Veerpur Gadde, across the river, is the den for the hippie gene. This is a place where you can rent huts, mostly located close to the riverbank. In general, Gettarkesh is a reputed check-in style in town, but advance booking is preferred during the peak season. You can make a decent tour of Hampi ruins in 3 to 4 days through, though it's not uncommon to see tourists do a one-day crash tour of Hampi. It's not worth the effort. Culture. The kingdom was located at the edge of the Muslim sultanates of the Deccan area that brought in an unusual combination of cultures that Hampi could boast of. The evidence of this are loud in Hampi's architecture. Apart from the Hindu and Islamic traditions, Jainism was major religion in Hampi. Today, far from its restware metropolitan status, Hampi is very much a rural place. Many villages are scattered around this area when agriculture is the prime occupation. Though it owns the much touted UNESCO World Heritage tag, Hampi at its heart is humble place. This is the place where a city dweller can savor the raw village life at its best. For me, it looks like the villagers over here don't mind a nosy, goofy tourist stay into their village. And time, it seems, have forgotten to move on. More on local etiquette for those who are new to India.